Hello and welcome to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. This is a series that shares the stories of women and men who have had breast cancer. It's also where you'll hear the voices of our nurses, researchers and experts who help to provide support for today and hope for the future to anyone affected by breast cancer.
Hello there, I'm Claudia. So the time after treatment ends can be really difficult in terms of getting back into exercise and getting fit and active again, which is something a lot of people talk to us about. Today I'm joined by Stella, who's going to talk to me about her personal experience of getting into exercise again once treatment ended. You might remember Stella from our Carols by Candlelight service in London last year, where she gave the most brilliant and very inspiring speech, and also as the face of our campaign, which is called Care After Breast Cancer, which is all about trying to raise awareness of the support that's really needed once treatment ends. So thank you for joining me, Stella.
Thank you, Claudia. It's lovely to be here.
Good. I wondered if you could start just by telling me a bit about your diagnosis and your treatment that you had.
Yes, I was diagnosed in June 2014, following discovering a lump in my left breast, which turned out to be a harmless cyst. The cancer was actually in my right breast. Right. It was a hard, irregular lump that I hadn't even noticed. And that's why it's very important to be breast aware and get yourself checked regularly, know what's normal for you, so that when something abnormal comes up, you can go to your doctor. So I had a lumpectomy soon after my diagnosis, followed by 3 grueling months of chemotherapy. And then I had a daily dose of radiotherapy for 21 days.
Wow. And how did you feel when you were going through treatment?
In pain and exhausted, particularly from the chemo. It was very challenging. It was really challenging. And I found that losing all my hair during treatment was the least of my worries. I had some really horrible side effects from chemo. I remember my hands swelling up and I had really itchy rashes all over my palms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I had bad heartburns. They were so bad that I could, most nights I had to sit up in bed until morning. I had to sit up propped up because I couldn't lie down.
Yeah.
I also had migraines. I had this constant horrible taste in my mouth. I had, towards the end of chemo, my feet were so sore, I could barely walk. So it was such a challenging period during treatment.
And that, I guess, is a time when some people are saying, oh, you should still be doing gentle, not exercise, but just stretches and things. But
yes.
Did that feel possible to you, to do that kind of thing?
It was very hard, but I did manage to do some stretches, and I had, I think there was I was given a leaflet with a few exercises to help. So I managed to do that when I could, and I managed to go for short walks when I could. That was all I could manage to fit in during treatment. Chemo took such a toll on my body, I couldn't fit in my normal routine.
What was your normal routine beforehand?
My normal routine was running, Pilates, Zumba when I could fit it in, and aerobics. I loved to do
so
group
really
exercises.
Active.
Yes, I was quite active. Yeah. Yes.
And what did you expect the end of treatment to be like?
I expected that things would return to normal. I expected that I would feel like my normal self, but it wasn't the case. I didn't look like my normal self, and I certainly didn't feel like my normal self. I was still quite achy, particularly in my joints and in my muscles. I was very weak and sluggish. In fact, I felt like I'd aged 10 years more after my treatment.
Yeah.
And I was also scared and worried and depressed that the cancer would come back, but I had to get on with things and return to my normal activities and act like everything was fine when it wasn't.
Yeah.
So it was a very challenging time. And also, that was the physical side of it. Emotionally and mentally, I really struggled as well.
Had you expected that at all?
No, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah. No. I think that's what a lot of people tell us as well,
yes.
That it's often not talked about, that
yes.
It can really affect your mental health.
Yes, it can.
And
it can.
How did you deal with that? How did you manage it?
I suppose I just got on with things, really. I just told myself I had to move on, you know, and also attending the Moving Forward course, which was organized by Breast Cancer Care, was very, very beneficial. My oncologist referred me when he noticed I was struggling, and that really, really helped me.
That's so good. Yeah. I'm glad. Yeah, the Moving Forward course, you can either be referred by your oncologist or your GP, or you can self-refer through our website as well, if anyone's interested. So, with exercise, when you started feeling a bit more energetic or regaining your energy, how did you first start getting into it? Because that must be quite difficult when you've physically gone through such a big thing.
Yes, I started with walking. I found that really helped. What I did was I went out and I got lots of fresh air whenever I could, and I slowly built up my strength from walking. I gradually increased the pace, increased the distance until I could power walk. Then gradually I got back into running, and then gradually got back into my regular routines.
Yeah. What did it feel like to slowly make those steps?
It felt good. It felt good to gradually feel my strength and stamina coming back. It took a very long time. It didn't happen overnight. It took a while. But it felt good to notice that I was gradually regaining my strength.
Yeah. Was that a bit frustrating at times as well?
It was. It was really frustrating because I was quite energetic and very active before I had cancer. And then after the treatment, like I said, I felt like I aged 10 years, and it felt really irritating not to have the energy to do a lot of the things I was used to doing and to run around the way I was doing in the past.
Yeah. And you have a son as well?
Yes, I have a 14-year-old son. Yeah.
So I'm sure you need some energy to be...
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Did that affect did that affect your energy as well when you were finishing treatment? Did you want to focus on him rather than maybe going into exercise, or if you had to manage where you were putting your energy?
Well, I had to create a balance.
Yeah.
I had to find time for him. I also had to find time for myself, because I realised that building up my strength and exercising was very, very important. I was really quite... I was determined for the cancer not to come back, and I knew the only way I could do that was to get myself fit, and as fit as I possibly could, as quickly as I possibly could. And I was, you know, I just was determined to do that. But I knew I also had to find time for my family, so I had to sort of juggle both.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so Stella is a confidence coach to young women and teenage girls. How long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing that now for about 3 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So did you start that before you were diagnosed or since then?
Actually, it wasn't until after my treatment that I went and got a qualification as a coach. I'd always wanted to do that, to be a life coach, but I kept putting it off until I had cancer. And then I realized, you know, cancer has a way of completely changing your priorities. You suddenly realize that you don't have all the time in the world. So I knew I just had to get on and get on with it. So 6 months after my treatment, I went and I enrolled and got the qualification. Actually, it was January last year that I qualified.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
And do you find that your experience helps you with that confidence training?
Yes, it definitely did help me. You know, my skills as a coach, I realized that it helped me to deal with all the negative side of my experience with cancer. It helped me to focus more on the lessons to be learned from my experience and the good that could come out of it.
What do you think was the biggest thing that you... Or what would have been the biggest thing you might have said to yourself looking back? If you'd met yourself now, having just been diagnosed, as a coach, what might you have said?
I probably would have said, I'm not really sure, to be honest, because usually when you're diagnosed, it's such a huge shock.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a terrible shock to me. I never expected to have cancer. I naively believed that if you exercise and eat healthily and you don't smoke and you drink alcohol sparingly, that you're quite safe from cancer. And so it hit me really hard. It came as a huge shock. So I suppose I'd still be quite shocked. But, you know, if I would tell myself as a coach, if I was a coach back then, I probably would have said to myself that I just had to deal with it. Yeah, I would have told myself that I had to get over it and I had to focus on getting well instead of dwelling on the negative aspect of it.
Mm. I think something you said earlier as well about refocusing on yourself, and yes. I think that's something that it could be easy to forget, that yes. getting well involves focusing on yourself yes. and caring for yourself. Is self-care something that you find really helpful in general? Do you practice self-care?
Yes, I do indeed. I practice a lot of self-care. Yes, and I've kept up with my exercises as well. Okay, I did go off the rails during Christmas. My excuse was that my gym closed. The sporting centre where we exercise was closed for the holidays, so it was an excuse to indulge and not yeah. exercise. But I've resumed for the past 2 weeks. I've resumed and I've got back into things.
Yeah,
and I feel so much better for it.
Does it make you feel, so obviously physically better, but does it yes. give you kind of mental energy as
yes.
well?
Yes, yes. Physically and mentally, you're more alert if mm-hmm. you're active and you exercise regularly. So I would highly recommend it.
Yeah. And I think now, January, a lot of people think about resolutions and yes. a lot of people think about, oh, should I join a gym? Should I start exercise? What tips would you give someone about having those resolutions, but also about putting the pressure on yourself to get a certain way? Because you mentioned you started off with walking and yes. small steps. So do you have any tips for anyone who may be making resolutions or have an idea of where they'd like to get in a certain amount of time?
Well, my tips would be to take things slowly. You know, listen to your body, particularly if you've been through cancer, because everyone's different. Listen to your body and do what feels comfortable for you. And even for people who are not going through cancer and are perfectly healthy and just want to get into a more healthy lifestyle, start with something that you can sustain. Start with something. Don't throw yourself into going to the gym. And I also highly recommend group exercises. They're really beneficial. I find that it really helps because you can talk to the instructor and they can advise you and they can support you, and everyone sort of encourages you, and it's much more fun,
yeah.
you know, to get involved in group activities than to go to a gym where you're lonely and alone with the machines.
Yeah.
You tend to get discouraged. Yeah, so I'd say, yeah, and walking is very, very good. Just go for walks, and you find that you start liking it. Gradually increase your pace, gradually. When I was recovering from cancer, I used to, like, aim for the next tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just tell myself, just get yourself to the next tree. And then from there, get to the next tree. And that's how I used to encourage myself to keep going.
That's good though, because it's those small goals.
Yes, really just small goals, yes. Start from small goals and then gradually build things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned joining gyms and joining groups.
Yes.
Is there anything else in terms of people maybe being worried about getting into exercise after treatment because of certain aches and pains? Or, I mean, obviously we'd always say, like, make sure you speak to your doctor first.
Yes. Absolutely.
But did you have that at all? Were you worried to start exercising in case it affected any surgery you'd had or scars? Or
I didn't actually start. It's very, very important to speak to your doctor. It really yeah. is. But I didn't start exercising until well after my treatments, when I was sure I'd completely healed. And if I felt any unusual pains, I sort of stopped myself or slowed down. That's why I said it's very important to listen to your body. Your body will guide you. If you feel that you're overdoing it, just stop. you know, and start gradually again to build up your strength until you get to where you can cope, and then you sort of stretch yourself a little more and build it up, and then push yourself a little more, and you find that you gradually keep improving. And you don't have to join a gym. You don't even have to leave your house to exercise. Yeah. I keep telling people, if you've got steps in your house, you can exercise. If you have a living room and a mat or a carpet, you can exercise.
Yeah, that's really true.
Yes. Sometimes when I don't have the time, I taught myself how to hula hoop.
That's good.
When I didn't have time to exercise, I bought myself a hula hoop and I taught myself to use it. I practiced. It kept falling down and I kept practicing until now I consider myself a champion when it comes to hula hooping. So you can exercise in your house. I used to time myself to run up and down the steps. Great. That's when you realize how long a minute is.
Yeah.
When you you think a minute is short, try doing something very exerting. And you realise it's really quite long.
Yeah.
So there's a lot you can do without joining a gym.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. Gyms can be very expensive.
And when they say pack your car and then walk the rest of the way, that's really good advice. Or if you stop the bus stop before the one you're aiming for and then walk the rest of the way, they're all great ways to exercise.
Yeah. And very small, simple things.
Small, simple things. It's just about being consistent and doing it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. So any other tips or advice you might give someone getting into exercise?
I suppose it has to start from your mind. It's all about the mindset, really. You have to be prepared to do it. If you just make a resolution without really deep down in your mind, in your mindset, accepting that you're ready to do it, that you really want to go for it, then you will fail. So I would say be prepared in your mind to see it through.
Mm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Stella.
Thank you.
So as we mentioned before, if you want to get into exercise, it's really important to speak to your doctor beforehand just to make sure that they think it's a good idea for you to start. We've also got some simple exercises that you can do from your chair. So if you've just finished treatment and you want to do something very gentle, if you have a look on our website, you can find those.
Thank you for listening to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our channel on your preferred podcast service to hear our next episode. If you have any questions or concerns from listening today, you can find information on our research, services and campaigning on our website at breastcancernow.org.